My guest at this time is Jeremy Tedesco. He is a senior counsel at the Alliance Defending Freedom and the lead counsel for Carl and Angel Larson, who own Telescope Media Group in the state of Minnesota. The Larsons, who are Christians, desire to make videos affirming marriage, specifically traditional marriage between one man and one woman. But they are now challenging the Minnesota Human Rights Act, which they contend forces them to make videos affirming all legal definition of marriage if they, in fact, affirm any definitions. And Jeremy, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's get to the crux here about this Human Rights Act in Minnesota. What specifically does it say, and why is this creating a problem for your clients?
Well, the law bars discrimination on a whole bunch of different categories, and the state has added sexual orientation to the law. But it's also announced that it interprets the law to require people in the wedding industry to promote concepts of marriage, including same-sex marriage, that they disagree with, even if that violates their religious beliefs. And the state has put that on official websites. They've announced it in various different places. So they basically have put people on notice. They're looking out for faithful Christians in the wedding industry. And they're going to prosecute them if they act in a manner that's consistent with their beliefs when it comes to marriage. So Carl and Angel Larson, like you said in your intro, they want to get into the business of filming weddings and promoting weddings through their film productions. And they're unable to do so because the state says if they do them for marriages that are consistent with their beliefs, marriages between a man and a woman, they have to do them on behalf of same-sex marriages as well. And if they decline to do so, they face up to 90 days in jail, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. So rather than taking that risk, Carl and Angel went to court and filed a lawsuit to try to get the court to say that it was unlawful for the state to even apply the law to force them to say things they don't want to say through their films.
Jeremy, let me clarify one thing with you here, because as I read through this, normally when we hear cases recently of photographers, videographers, florists, caterers, bakers, what have you, there's a specific client that has been denied service because of the conscience expressed by the owner. In this case, it seems like the state is applying a standard to the business rather than the business being challenged by an aggrieved customer. Is that an accurate way to look at this, or does it mean that once the door opens for the Larsons to video the weddings that they want to, that they have to accept same-sex clients?
That's what the state's saying. The state's saying if you open the doors to doing weddings at all, you have to film weddings that violate your beliefs as well. And so there is no couple that asked them to do a wedding that's inconsistent with their beliefs and they had to say no. They're preemptively filing suit against the law because, look, they're in a terrible situation. If they go into business, they're going to get that request. If they enter that field of film production, they're going to get a request that's going to ask them to do something they don't want to do in the marriage context. And the state has said, if you decline, we're going to sue you. We're going to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. So, look, no one in their right mind, when 90 days in jail is on the line, and the state is saying, the exercise of your First Amendment rights could wind you up in jail, is going to actually exercise their rights. They chill their expression, and they go to court to try to get a judgment from the court before any of that even happens, to say applying the law in that fashion to me would be a violation of my rights, and that's what the Larsons have done. Look, these kind of pre-enforcement challenges are something that have been used for years in the civil rights context. And they exist precisely because of what I talked about, chill. When laws like this go on the books and the state is saying we're going to apply this to expression, the courts are very concerned, and they've said many times in opinions they've issued in this area, that people will respond to those laws simply by stopping their speech, chilling their expression. And everybody loses when we live in a society where people are so afraid of laws that they just don't express their points of view. And that's what's going on in this case. The Larsons are not creating films, promoting their views about marriage, and putting them on their websites and through their social media, precisely because they're afraid of running afoul of this law.
Obviously, Jeremy, laws are different from state to state, but as this effort to mainstream gay marriage and the sort of cultural tide that we're in right now, is Minnesota on the far left in terms of this policy? Are more states doing this? Is it becoming more common? How would you read the landscape right now?
Yeah, it's becoming more common. Plus, you have to understand that there are activists that on the left that are pushing very, very hard for these same kind of laws to be adopted in states that don't have them. There's at least 20 states that have them right now, and they want all 50 states to have them. They want the federal government to have them. And like the state of Minnesota, those activists say there are no compromises. You have to comply with the law. The speech is not a defense. Your speech can be compelled by these laws. You can be forced to say or act in ways that are completely consistent to your core beliefs. And this, of course, is particularly problematic in the marriage context right now, because these laws that add sexual orientation, the non-discrimination laws, are the tools the other side uses to coerce uniformity of thought and belief when it comes to the change of the marriage institution announced by the Supreme Court in its same-sex marriage decision.
We're talking with Jeremy Tedesco at the Alliance Defending Freedom. And Jeremy, where does the case stand right now? How far along is it, and what comes next?
It's pending a decision by the judge. We asked for a preliminary injunction that would allow the Larsons to immediately enter the wedding industry without having to worry about being prosecuted by the state simply for trying to live by their religious beliefs. And the state itself filed a motion to dismiss the case completely, just to ask the case to be thrown out. Both those motions are pending right now, and we're waiting on the judge to decide them. So we hope to have a decision very soon in the case.
Now, while this plays out in Minnesota, the U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing a number of challenges on some cases that your organization is also involved with. There's the Baronelle Stutzman case. She's the florist out of Washington who had a longtime customer and a gay client, but she refused to provide flowers for the same-sex wedding out of conscience concerns. And then, of course, there's the Masterpiece Cake case that's also been agreed to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. So ultimately, will the results of those cases determine what happens in Minnesota?
I mean, there's definitely going to impact the Minnesota case and a bunch of other cases that we have currently in the court system that present issues. So it's hard to tell how the court, it's hard to speculate how the court's going to rule. There's a lot of different ways it can rule. We obviously think there's a great, great chance that we prevail in that case. And so a win in that case will certainly go a long way to allowing us to secure victory for the Larsons in Minnesota as well.
Let me just quickly follow up on our last 30 seconds, or go as long as you want here. Why are you confident of victory in the case, given the fact that the complexion of the court is essentially the same as when it legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, although it's also pretty much the same complexion as when the court struck down the contraception mandate? So why do you believe the odds are in your favor here?
Because I think when you get to the Supreme Court, the justices really understand the implications of their rulings. So we've been telling people all along, Jack's case, Baronelle's case, all these cases that we're litigating in this area aren't about Jack's freedom only. They're about everybody's freedom. So you can be for same-sex marriage and for Jack Phillips to win his case. In fact, you ought to be, because if the state can crush Jack Phillips, run him out of business, force him to create artistic expression that violates his beliefs, then they can do that to anybody. There's no rule that says the government can only do that to Christians who object to same-sex marriage. The principles that will be laid down in a case saying that Jack can be compelled are principles that everybody will have to deal with on all issues. And so, you know, I think that the justices will understand that, and they're going to have to deal with the consequences of a ruling in this case that goes against Jack. I can't guarantee an outcome, and I don't know how the court will rule, but, you know, me looking at the case, I'm confident that we ought to win, and that we're certainly on the right side of the law, and really on the right side of what our country stands for. Now, the whole idea of America is to have a diverse, pluralistic society in which people with differences can get along and be civil. And that's a unique mark that we take for granted in our country. And, you know, rulings like this that we've been seeing in these cases are entirely inconsistent with that. I mean, basically, you can't have a debate with somebody if they have the ability to use the full force of the government to silence you if you disagree with them. But that's kind of the abyss we're looking into with these kinds of cases. And I think we only have to look at Europe and see the example there 10 to 15 years further down the road. Do we want hate speech laws? Do we want to be able to punish people who say things simply that offend someone in our culture? That's not what America stands for.
Well, it's certainly been a brewing debate. It's an intensifying debate that the court in some way will weigh on in the coming months. And ADF certainly has been at the tip of the spear in many of these critical cases. Jeremy, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Jeremy Tedesco, senior counsel at the Alliance Defending Freedom and lead counsel on behalf of Telescope Media Group and Carl and Angel Larson in Minnesota. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.